Howdy, hey, it's Glenna May, and welcome to Y'all Really Be Trying Me Today. Yes, I actually didn't realize that I'll rhyme until I just said it right now, but I'm here for it. My name really does give me a lot of opportunities to do that. But hey, welcome you guys. My name is Glenna, and this is a podcast I've been wanting to start for a long time. So first things first, I guess, a little bit about me. I am 22 years old. I am a Taurus sun, a Pisces moon, and a Scorpio rising. I don't know, half of you guys don't know what that means, but for those of you that do, pray for me. I'm a mother. I have a beautiful 2-month-old daughter, and she is my entire world. I love her so very much. I love gas stations. For those of you who know me, you already know about my obsession with Buc-ee's, but for those of you that don't, I have weird obsessions with gas stations. Like, I literally rank them. So my number one is Buc-ee's. It's the best place ever in the entire world. It's like a Walmart on crack. It's like if Walmart had a theme, or like a mascot. Like if Walmart had a mascot, that's what Buc-ee's is. And it's the best thing ever in the entire world. And I used to go there like every other day. And I'm sure some of you are like, oh yeah, I have like a favorite store, blah, 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 blah. But I'm pretty sure that not one of you would drop $200 any given day of the week on Buc-ee's merchandise. And as I sit here in my closet talking to myself, looking at my rainbow array of Buc-ee's shirts, I started to question if it was a problem or not. But at this point, they're going to be keepsakes for Gianna one day. She's going to look at me and be like, you know what, Mom? Thank you so much for collecting every Buc-ee's shirt release from 2017 to present day. I also am a fan of astrology, if you couldn't tell. Love astrology. So many opinions on it. But I will say, for those of you who are like, astrology freak, you are so much more than your sun sign, okay? Some of you are like, oh, I'm a Leo. Oh, I'm a Libra. But you're so much more than that, okay? Did you not hear me mention my moon sign and my rising? Case in point, you're so much more than you think you are. And that's a good lesson for, like, life, I guess. But anyway, what else? I'm a huge family person. I love hanging with my family. My family are my best friends. My sister Danielle, my mom, I literally FaceTime them at least three times a week. Just kidding, 3 times a day. I was being very generous. Also, I guess, you know, that's it on me. There's really not much to say. I have to tell you, though, I am freaking nervous. Like, I'm not in front of anybody, but I'm the most nervous I've ever been. And I'm stuttering, and I usually don't stutter. Like, I've done musical auditions, play auditions, I've done karaoke competitions, and I'm nowhere near as nervous as I am right now. And I feel like it's because I can't see anyone's face, because I can gauge reactions and audiences based on their facial expressions. But I'm at a loss right now, guys. Like, I feel out of my element a little bit. But I guess I just kind of wanted to do this one podcast to jump into what I'd like this to be. I know there are a lot of stigmas on all sorts of different topics, you know, mental health, religion, music, things like that. And I'd like to talk about all of them, honestly. And I'd like for it to be a safe space where anyone can really say anything. I want them to be able to say their opinion without fear of being rejected. Because I'm here, like I said, I'm here to listen. I'm here to learn. And I'd like to grow my knowledge of things and other people's knowledge of things by having people of all different backgrounds, all different opinions, all different viewpoints kind of come on and say their piece and not have that fear of rejection or of offense. And that's a really big thing nowadays. I feel like people are really trying to conform so as to not offend. Like, there's so much strength in being politically correct, but there's also so much toxicity. And what I mean by toxicity is there are also groups out there who are trying to be politically correct for a group they're not even a part of. One of my best examples of this is probably a couple months ago when I was on Twitter. There was this girl who had a viral tweet, and basically it said, any person of color who is using a GIF, which is, you know, or GIF, I don't know what you guys say, but any person of color or any person of who is not of color who's using a GIF with a person of color in it, this is called digital blackface and needs to stop. And I was like, wait a second. First of all, the person who tweeted it, I don't know if that make it, if it made any sense. Basically, what she was saying is if you're not black and you're using a GIF as a reaction for whatever, and you're not black and using a black GIF or any brown person, really, that's blackface. It's called digital blackface. And I was like, doesn't make any sense, because I don't think that's a real issue. Is that, I mean, maybe I'm tone deaf. Maybe that is a real issue. But as I was scrolling through the comments, you know, I saw multiple people of color come on and say, I don't know what you're doing here, but this is not it. Like, this is not a real issue. There are so many other things going on that you could be battling right now, and you choose this. But she was going back and saying, no, I have black friends who this offends. And I mean, that could be true. There could be people of color there who, when people use those gifts, that it does offend them. But offense is subjective, and to speak for the masses like that, that just causes more of a divide. And that's something that I want to avoid, is creating more of a divide. Of course, I want you to speak your opinion, but I also want the audience to be receptive and to really want to learn and to engage and not just sit there and poke holes in people's beliefs, because the truth is we all have different beliefs. Granted, some should be base, some should have, you know, some beliefs should have some base principles, like, hey, as a human, I should probably do this thing, or I should probably not do this thing. But again, some things are subjective. Like, some people will not wear the color red because they feel that it's a overtly sexual color. I don't know. But to me, that's not an overtly sexual color. I look damn good in red, so I'm gonna wear red. But to some people, that, you know, that could offend some people. But it's not my job to worry about what offends you. And again, like I said, there should be base principles where every person is just kind of, you know, has an innate kind of moral compass for good. But there are some things that I can't control if you're going to be offended at or not. And so that's what I'm trying to convey. I don't know if I'm doing a very good job. As I said, I'm very nervous, but that's kind of where I'm at right now, is I just want people to be able to speak their mind about all plethora of topics. Number one, honestly, what I wanted to talk about is K-pop. Okay, because there is such a stigma on people who like K-pop. And honestly, I was one of those people perpetuating that stigma. Like, ew, you like K-pop? Oh, that's gross. But then last year, around April, my sister showed me BTS. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Oh no, Glenna, you're not one of those armies, blah. And so what if I am? I'm still me. I'm still pretty freaking cool. Like, I still have all the swagger that I had 2 minutes ago before you knew that I was a fan of BTS. But what I'm meaning to say is, like, that just because you don't like K-pop doesn't mean you need to judge me for liking K-pop. And that should just be the base rule. And I've shared a very intimate detail with you guys now, and I don't need you judging me for it, okay? This is our little secret, me and the entire audience that I'm sharing this with. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like that's a good little place to stop. I did this in one rough cut because I just wanted to get something out there. I've been really battling with myself this last week since I posted that I was making Y'all Really Be Trying Me Today. I've recorded and deleted and edited and deleted, and I've been really in my head about it. But honestly, just sitting here kind of talking out my thoughts has been the best way to get it all out and get it out there and get the message out that I want people to come on here with me and have a good discussion, have a good, really fulfilling discussion. Plus, we're in quarantine, so what better do you have to do than to talk to me, okay? I'm pretty fun. I'm a good time. I don't bite all the time, unless you want me to. Just kidding. So yeah, if you're interested or you have a topic that really be trying your heartstrings, like, let me know. Hop on. It's really, really easy. It's really good. You can download the Anchor app, and then we can actually basically have a conversation where you're recording on the app with me, so that the audio is really, really good and things like that. So, you know, social distancing, quarantining, if you have to, you don't have to be in the same room with me in order to record and get some content on here with me, have a discussion with me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So please reach out. You can reach out to me on Facebook underneath Glenna Mae Myers. You can reach out to me on Instagram with Glenna Mae Myers. And let's get the ball rolling. Let's talk. Let's get some discussion out in the air, all right? Let's get people listening. Let's get people talking. But that's it for me, you guys. And thanks for listening to What Really Be Trying Me today. See you soon.